Okay, back to some methodology. This method here, flow injection analysis, we'll see one of these instruments in Cairns Water. Last year when we were there, they were still using their flow injection analysis. The previous year, they indicated that they were switching to a new, more modern technology. When we went there last year, they said that they had moved that newer, more modern technology through to some other problems and gone back to flow injection analysis because it was tried and true. So I'm expecting we'll probably see it again this year. They're using this then as a workhorse to do the phosphorus analyses and to do the nitrogen analysis. So you guys now know that when we did the MOLYBLUE method in that prac, there was a lot of manipulations that you had to do in that process, from taking the water sample to your final answer coming out the machine. This thing here does the whole lot, with the only thing that the human does is put the samples into the autosampler vial holder and then process the data at the end of the day. The whole rest of the process is automated. So it's an automated process of using a UV visible detector to carry out the analyses without the need for people to get in and manipulate solvents and reactions. So here we have got the key part of this thing. There is a number of reagent lines which go through a mixing device, which then uses a number of coils to change the length of the path, which then changes the amount of time that the liquid flows down these tubes. So in this case here then, we've got a solvent carrier which is going to be moving everything forward. Our sample is going to go into the injector here. We take the reagents, we pass them through the mixer, and then at this point these two are mixed through this reaction coil here to form our reactive reagent. That reactive reagent then reacts with the sample. The two are mixed for a length of time, and then at this point the third reagent, which is passed through this thing here, reacts with that. We then react it for a further period of time, and then it goes to the detector. So by changing the length of the coils, we change the length of time, and that gives us the ability to control the length of the reactions. So that way we can carry out the MOLYBLUE method quite effectively without people touching the instrument, other than to put them in the sample vials and collect the answers at the end.